Henry Schulman joins us. Henry on restricted duty, but covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle, and always a pleasure to talk ball with Henry. Henry, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, good to have you with us today. Henry, the state of the San Francisco Giants, as we do these shows every day, and you're on Twitter, you're one of the most popular persons on Twitter at Hank Schulman. Giants finished, fans done, hope. Where do you put the state of the Giants on Labor Day?
Well, yeah, I'll tease an analysis I'm writing for tomorrow's paper. They're really kind of stuck in the middle. They're actually in the worst possible place, 7.5 out with 25 to go. That's sort of like baseball limbo. I mean, if they were 4 out, fight to the death. You know, mm-hmm. If they were 10.5 out, then okay, you figure they're done and. You move on and start looking for 2016, but they're not. They're right in that middle portion where things could still swing close enough for that four-game series against the Dodgers at home to mean something. So right now, you know, the fans that I've talked to on Twitter, it's interesting. There's a discussion I've been having with them the last day or so. I would say that they're probably split about 60-40 in favor of, you know, we got to still go for this. We've got to try to, you know, let's just give up. When do the Warriors preseason games start?
Yeah, interesting. I'm sort of in the same boat. That's a very good way to put it, sort of being in limbo. You know, with 25 to go, I'd say you've got another 10 days, another 10 games to see, because look at the series around baseball. You got, you know, Washington and the Mets. You got the Cubs and the Cardinals. You got Toronto and the Yankees coming up. You got Minnesota, Kansas City. This is what makes baseball is to play contenders, your rivals, in the month of September. So those four games, that's the saving grace of the Giants. They have those four. If they didn't have them, it would be really, it'd be almost impossible. But if you could just pick up four games, you make it interesting, and they've got 17 games to do that.
Yeah, I would say the biggest roadblock the Giants face is obviously their rotation right now. This is not the best rotation they've had in September over the years, but they have three starting pitchers right now in Leake, Bumgarner, and Peavy, who I think can get you into the seventh inning consistently or fairly consistently. And that might not be the same as having Greinke and Kershaw on the other side, but it's a start. It's mm-hmm. a start, mm-hmm. and you know it bears watching. The Dodgers just are starting to have that look. That's another scary thing, you know. And you Giants fans understand very well what the look means. It's mm-hmm. not something you can put statistically on a piece of paper, but you know what a team in September looks like. When it's on that confident roll. So the Giants have way too much to overcome. I'm not a big believer in all those odds, those stupid fan graphs things that say, you know, the Giants are a 7% or the Dodgers are 93%. But you can't put a number on that, because so much can happen in a baseball season that defies numbers. I mean, that's, you know, to heck with that. But, you know, I wouldn't bet money on the Giants winning the West. But, you know, I sure as hell want to watch.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing.
I want to watch the next 25 games.
I would almost bet money that it's going to be interesting when the Dodgers get here. I think that's the question. Can you just make it that far? And I think they can. So I think we're sort of in agreement on that. Henry, you wrote some really good columns about the Giants the last couple of weeks. One was sort of evaluating the team and what they may look like next year and who's sort of on the bubble. And I was thinking about this in September. Are there players that you'd like to see that maybe would sway you one way or another as to how the Giants would evaluate them for next year?
Well, if you're talking about guys who are currently on the roster, to me, it's more of these young relievers who throw gas. Osich, Strickland, I'll still put him in that category, although he's more of a known quantity. Mike Broadway, Cody Hall. Those are the ones who intrigue me the most, because the Giants are going to be in a transition with their bullpen. The core four is going to be down to the core three, I suspect, with Jeremy Affeldt being a free agent. The Giants do seem to be transitioning more toward a bullpen of guys who throw gas as opposed to a bullpen of guys who quote unquote know how to pitch. And not to say that guys, you know, not to say that the young guys don't know how to pitch. I think Strickland and Osich know how to pitch fantastically. Mm-hmm. To me, that's probably the most interesting area. I mean, position player wise, they really haven't brought up any future stars. I mean, we are going to see less of Kelby Tomlinson when Joe Panik comes back today. He has been activated off the disabled list. So we're going to see less of Kelby Tomlinson unless Bruce Bochy feels comfortable in say, you know, maybe having Tomlinson move over to third and giving Duffy a rest, or having Thompson go out in the center field and play a game, or left field to see what he could do out there. Those are the kind of things I would not expect Bochy to do while they're still in contention. The one name that is just popping off the charts right now, and I'm going to write a little bit about this for tomorrow's Chronicle, is Clayton Blackburn.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 22-year-old kid. The Giants, he was a high school draft many years ago. And at the ripe old age of 22, he flat dominated the Pacific Coast League this year. His ERA, he leads the PCL with an ERA under 3, like 2.8 something. And in the PCL, they play so many ball games in these Bandbach parks in elevation, you know, even higher than Coors Field. To have that kind of success, his last two starts in the PCL, no runs in 14 and a third innings, one walk, 14 strikeouts. Mm. I and a lot of Giants fans would love to see Blackburn get a start or two here mm-hmm. at the end of the season. Not because it's going to determine whether they're going to go after some of the big names, but just to see what they have. This is a kid who doesn't throw hard. He pitches with guile. He's a left-hander. The only problem is the Giants are not going to do something like that while they feel they're in contention. You know the Giants. They're going to go with their veteran arms.
Boy, I agree. Great. We talked about him last night, Blackburn, and absolutely I agree with you. I'd love to see him up here just to see how he looks on a big league mound, and I think that's the big thing. Well, Brett Bochy is back. How do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Bobby Evans said that he was going to hold the Tim Lincecum 60-day DL spot for another reliever. He just wanted to get through the Coors Field series and see what their needs want to be. I mean, I know that there are a lot of folks out there who probably are just saying, well, this is another reward for Bruce's kid. But, you know, the Giants don't operate that way. They for the most part, I mean, they've already released Brett Bochy 15 times. I mean, Bruce has had to call his son, you know, a lot of times to say, hey, you know, guess what, kid, mow the lawn, pick up the dry cleaning, and by the way, you're designated for assignment. I think they feel he can help just cover some of the innings that, you know, maybe in games, middle innings where they might have a big lead or a big deficit. Just try to save the arms of some of these young hard throwers that they've brought up, and even some of the older relievers. And I now start to count George Kontos among them.
Yeah.
They assess what they had. They assess their system, and I truly believe they felt that Brett Bochy was the best at right now to come up there and just give them some innings.
Well, let me give you a little more on Clayton Blackburn, by the way. Henry, he is a right-hander. I think you may have been thinking of Ty Bluck.
I'm sorry, did I say left-hander?
Yeah, it's okay. But
you
had a 50% chance, but I'm probably thinking of Ty Bluck. He'll be 23 years old January the 6th, but you're right, high school kid. And just looking at his numbers going into this year, 76 walks, 405 strikeouts. That's a pretty darn good ratio. And he's getting probably another 130 innings this year, so he'll be over 500 innings in the minor leagues. So I'd like to see him up here. All right, Hank Schulman is with us. I love talking baseball with him. It's a pleasure to have you on with us, Henry. Angel Pagan, and again, we kicked that around on the show a lot over this weekend. How does he fit in for next year?
Well, I mean, for right now, he's a center fielder. And let's face it, we know that one thing we know about the Giants is that, you know, they're consistent. And he's under contract, the last year of his contract. When he's healthy, he can play the position. When he's healthy, he is somebody who can contribute in this lineup, as we've seen the last few days. And unless the Giants can trade for a true center fielder, I don't envision a scenario where anybody else would play center field next year except for Angel Pagan. And I think that would also involve trading Pagan and his contract. And I mean, it's too early to say what moves the Giants are going to make or not going to make. But he is going to be in the last year of his contract. He does not seem like an attractive trade chip at the moment. Perhaps the Giants can find a partner, a trade partner that covets one of the Giants' prospects. The Giants could tie that prospect to Angel Pagan and maybe make a move there and then somehow go after a center fielder. But center fielders, everyday center fielders are hard to find right now. And I think you envision an outfield next year that will have Pence and Wright. I assume Aoki is going to be back. I would think maybe as a fourth outfielder. They probably have to go out and get an outfielder. If they don't, it'll probably be Gregor Blanco. Now, if the outfield is Blanco, Pagan, and Pence next year, if that happens to be the starting outfield, then you know perhaps they can finally have that conversation with Angel and say, you know what? Right now, Gregor Blanco is our best center fielder at the moment, and we'd like you to switch. We'd like you to play a corner. Whether they have that conversation, are going to have that conversation, I don't know. I haven't asked yet. I don't imagine that they've discussed it with the players, so I don't know what kind of answer I would get anyway.
Wow, great, great talk, boy Henry. You got it down, and we have a whole winter to talk about this stuff. It's great conversation. Are you a Mike Leake guy? Do you think they ought to go out all out?
Absolutely.
You are, yeah. He seems to have an idea what to do.
The best comparison I have to Mike Leake that I've seen so far is Tim Hudson, a young Tim Hudson. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, when you watch Leake and when he's on, everything is from the knees on down. And I'll give you a little insight. I haven't even written this, tweeted it, or anything like that. But Mike Leake has the same agent as Hunter Pence. They're same group of Beverly Hills group with Tim Lincecum and all that. So clearly, this is an agency that would be willing to talk to the Giants. Has a long history with the Giants about possibly doing a deal before the player actually goes into free agency. Now, this is a different situation, I think. There are going to be a lot of teams that are going to be in on that would be in on Leake, and it's my understanding, I can confirm, that there have been no talks yet between Mike Leake and the Giants about locking him up before free agency. I think Leake's from what I gathered, Leake just wants to see the Giants get on a roll, do well, and end the season, and then he'll talk about it. But he's a guy who we all know the history by now. He grew up in San Diego. I think he was pals with Brett Bochy. Who knows? Maybe Brett Bochy is coming up here just to, who knows? Conspiracy theory. Maybe Brett Bochy is coming up here just to sit on Leake and make sure he doesn't go anywhere. Do I think they're going to be able to lock him up before free agency? I doubt it. If I were a pitcher going into free agency, I wouldn't do it. I do think the Giants will make an effort. Mm-hmm. With the so-called offer you can't refuse, which is what they gave Pence. You know, they gave Pence a pretty good offer there, 5-18 a year. And I think the Giants will do something similar with Leake to try and lock him up before he can get away.
Well, great. Henry, great to talk with you, really. It's a thrill to have you on. I hope to have you on many more times over the month. So let's see how the week plays out. You know, it's day by day, so to speak. And it's Leake and Corbin today, so I appreciate having you on and enjoy the day.
All right. Thank you, Marty. You too.
All right. That is Henry Schulman. Boy, great. You want to talk baseball, you talk baseball with Henry Schulman. That's the way to do it.